Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A Hawaii congresswoman who represents Maui calling the apparent siren failure during the wildfires tragic. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Jill Takuda called the sirens the first line of defense.
Well, you know, everybody who's ever lived in Hawaii knows the warning sirens. It goes off once a month at the beginning of the month at 12 noon and it blares. And if it doesn't, it gets fixed because that is our first line of defense. Unfortunately, in this situation, sadly, tragically in this situation, those sirens likely did not go off.
The deadliest fire in U.S. history has already claimed 96 lives. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Seattle tomorrow to talk about climate change. Harris will be joined by her husband, Doug Emhoff. She'll discuss the Biden administration's efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and the Inflation Reduction Act. Former Vice President Mike Pence was on NBC's Meet the Press, says his former boss got bad advice from a group of crackpot lawyers.
Frankly, this group of lawyers that were allowed to counsel the president, to tell him what his itching ears long to hear.
A flash mob robbery under investigation in Los Angeles. The LAPD says a mob of 30 to 50 people entered the Nordstrom at the Westfield Topanga Mall yesterday afternoon and began to ransack the store. Police say they were wearing masks and hoodies, and video shows them smashing displays and stealing clothing and bags. The suspects reportedly fled with between $60,000 and $100,000 worth of merchandise. The LAPD says it will exhaust all efforts to bring those responsible into custody and seek criminal prosecution. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios meeting at the bargaining table Friday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers presented a counterproposal to the WGA, but details of that counter were not disclosed. In a message to its members, the WGA said it will evaluate the offer and return with a response next week. The Dallas Mavericks and the San Antonio Spurs headlined the NBA Hall of Fame induction ceremony Saturday night. The class of 2023, honored in Springfield, Massachusetts, included Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, five-time NBA champion Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, and former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon, the first woman to serve as a full-time coach in the NBA. This is also the first time a coach and player have been inducted together. Tony Parker says Pop was like a father to him, but
just can't get rid of him. I'm like, really? You have to put Pop in the same Hall of Fame than me? I was like,
Other inductees included Miami Heat superstar Dwayne Wade and the 1976 U.S. Olympic women's basketball team. A plane that crashed during an air show near Detroit yesterday was a Soviet-era fighter jet. Video posted on social media shows two people ejecting from the plane before it crashed into an apartment building. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
well, it's a great looking Tuesday here in Florida, and it's great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. You know, these past couple of years, we've learned about good science and bad science. I think we can agree, right, that all science that was presented to us in the end proved to be prejudiced. And I shouldn't say all, but too much of it did. Certainly a lot of decisions that were made supposedly based on science, kind of have blown up. But, of course, you know, watch what they do. Whether it's the WHO and the powers to be that control the data, you know, they're controlling the narrative and making sure the mainstream media is squashing any disruption, any contradiction, any search for the truth about what's happening when it comes to our health. But, you know, the reality is good science is a good thing. And when good science is working in any of the institutions, you get positive results. I mean, that's really the bottom line of all this. Dr. Curry Myers is with us. He's a retired sheriff who's combined 35 years of professional experience as a law enforcement officer, and he joins us now. Dr. Myers, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, I appreciate the topic and what you're sharing with the audience here, because I don't want to get us in a situation where we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, you know, the bathwater that is bad, we need to get rid of. No doubt about it. But we need to see that there are some positive examples, even in our crazy upside down culture that we're experiencing today, that's proving to be positive when it comes to policing, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, we did throw the baby out with the bathwater. We had what was considered to be a problem with police shootings and police misconduct around the country. And that's a different topic than completely trying to throw the criminal justice system on its ear. I would make the argument, number one, that less than 3% of interactions with law enforcement officers end up using some sort of hands-on or guns or some sort of self-defense. So that's only 3% of the hundreds of thousands of interactions that police officers do every year. And when I say the 3%, that doesn't mean someone is shot and killed. That means actually hands-on that the person has with the police officer, or the police officer with the person. Right. It gets even smaller when it comes to the death of somebody by the hands of the police. We took data and research. We made it spurious and where it couldn't be trusted. And we started making our criminal justice decisions. And I would make the argument we've done this with many systems and subsystems in government today, that we decided to use a feelings-based approach in our public policy, and the criminal justice system is a perfect example of that, where we took a feelings-based approach. We thought that police were racist, out of hand, had problems, and that is only 3% of the time, and even 3% of the time, about 90% of that 3%, if this makes sense, is unfounded or justified use of force. So it's even a smaller amount, and we need to deal with the smaller amount that are bad actors, which is a percentage of law enforcement officers throughout the United States, and weed them out. And that's what we should have concentrated on. To your point, you talked about research, and the best research in the world for police officers is called evidence-based policing. It's one that I truly believe in. It's a use of scientific research, data, and empirical evidence to guide decision-making and shape policies and improve police practices. And it's done in real time. And if you can do that, that is the least prejudicial form of information you can get, is because it's based on data, and it's based on science, and it's not based on feelings.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right there. I mean, you're just, you know, like Joe Friday used to say, just give me the facts, ma'am, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So what happened is we spiraled out of control because we started using feelings-based woke policies, and it ended up, especially in the urban areas, where about 1% of the progressive counties make up about 42% of America's murders today. And we'll say that again, about 1% of the progressive-run counties in America make up 42% of the murders that occur in the United States of America.
Okay, so that puts a target on that particular category that's, I think, is quite obvious, is it not?
That's true, and those are the first ones that ended up trying to defund the police department. So, and we've had about a 5 to 10% reduction in police budgets throughout the United States. But what has occurred is that police officers have left in droves because they don't feel wanted. They don't feel liked by the community. They certainly have shown by elected officials in some areas that they haven't been liked. And so we had a large amount of retirements. We had early retirements. We had police officers that left after 10 or 15 years on the job as very seasoned police officers that were there to be mentors and guides for new officers coming on board. So we've lost that void. And it's been difficult to hire even new officers because people don't want to join this profession because they don't feel like they're going to be back. So in by de facto, it has been a police defund movement because over 80% of your police budgets are salary and benefits. And so you have reduced policing, and it takes police officers to go out and investigate and arrest people. And that's not being done. And then you throw the fact that we've had prosecutors that have not followed state laws that have been passed by legislatures and signed by governors. And they've literally have ignored some items and areas that they individually don't think is right. So they're not enforcing the law. And they took bail reform 100 steps too far than what it should have been taken. And so we have very serious violent crime offenders, and recidivism is still around 60%. For violent crime offenders, it rises to about 70%. If you're under the age of 25, it goes to about 80%, which means they're going to reoffend if they get back out.
Oh, yeah. You're in the system forever then now, right?
Yeah. But when you get out and end up getting rearrested, they're letting these people that are violent crime reoffenders, recidivists, back out. And that's one of the major causes of why crime is completely out of control. And there's other social contagions going on that is unique to time and space in America right now.
Right. That don't just exacerbate the problem all the more. But the other problem is now you got some of these communities going, you know, they're kind of waking up and smelling the coffee and realizing the error of their ways. And I've said from day one, Dr. Myers, it's not like you could go down to Costco and say, oh, okay, let's go down aisle 13 and find a seasoned 15, 20-year police officer that we can fill in the gaps and rebuild our police department, right?
That's exactly true. It's going to take decades to make up for the loss of that kind of field leadership. They're not going to be able to train police officers as well, and they're
amazing.
Not going to be the leaders in the future.
Unbelievable. We've got Dr. Curry Myers. You know what we're talking about. Stay with us. We've got more. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're back back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Also, heads up, hey, don't forget, we have a daily television show. It's a TV podcast that airs on, let me see, I don't know why I keep forgetting the exact location, but let me tell you here in just a moment, as soon as I can clear all the mess here. Here we go. It airs on talk4tv.com. If you go talk4tv.com at 1 o'clock sharp, and it's an hour with our special guest, so we're able to focus a little bit more on the topic. And, hey, you get to see my face that they say is, you know, made for radio. So what can I tell you? But hopefully it's not too scary. But great guest, just like you have here, but we're able to spend a little bit more time. Dr. Curry Myers continues with us right now. And we're talking about evidence-based policing. You know, just give me the facts, Jack. And we've ignored it. And it's unbelievable. For as long as we've been experiencing these downtrends and the rise of crime in our local communities, that, you know, the stubbornness reigns supreme here, Dr. Myers. I mean, look at it. You know, I got to imagine at the very heart of the majority of the men and women in blue, it's to protect their communities. And here they're being handcuffed by these, you know, these liberal DAs, these warm and fuzzy types that come in, you know, from their high perches and thinking that they know better than everybody else. And the historical record and practical applications of things that we've learned in the past be damned, because their ideas are better. But, you know, as my dad used to say, the proof's in the pudding. And the pudding that they're putting out stinks.
Yes, I agree. I started my career as a state trooper, and I got into this profession is because I wanted to serve something greater than myself.
Right.
I had other opportunities to do other things, and I felt called to be a law enforcement officer, and I joined what was one of the finest law enforcement organizations, and at least in the state that I lived, Kansas, was the Kansas Highway Patrol, and became a state trooper, and that's how I started my career. But the whole emphasis behind that career is I wanted to serve something greater than myself. And I think if you ask most police officers around the country, there is a sense of community, and there is just a sense of serving something greater than themselves. And they choose this career because they're kind of, it's kind of pointed out to them, you know, through their prayers and through their thoughts and through their upbringing. And that's how most police officers are formed. There's 5% of any profession are bad actors. We have to focus on those. And, you know, there's some police officers that want to do this job because they want power. They want power over people. And you can find those police officers rather quickly, quite frankly. It's easy to hide for the first 6 to 9 months, but after then, you know, the true personalities start to come out.
Yeah. Because the number of interactions, like you were talking about, the number of interactions you have with the public are, you know, they start compiling, and the people can find out real quick what's happening, right? So it self exposes. And the other thing I would say, Dr. Myers, just in relevant to what you were saying, is that what I've appreciated is that, you know, people like yourself, and when you go over and you consider the men and women in blue, it's like God specially wired them to do this, you know? I mean, there is special giftings, a special talent that, you need to realize. And my observation, that's what I've been able to see, that there's just some, you know, consistent, special characteristics that, that's the kind of person you want with a gun, you know, protecting your safety. And like, for example, I will say this just as a sidebar between me and you. The audience has known this before. You know, we've talked about it with the situation with Michael Brown. You know, the police officer here, he's a career police officer. He just wanted to serve. And he gets shuffled off to Buffalo because of this vortex that comes into play, this cultural vortex that spits him out. And I, wow, I mean, for all that he invested and doing something that he'd love to do. And I put myself in his shoes to think, gosh, if somebody took the opportunity that I lived for and enjoyed and stole that from me, that would be painful.
Blessed be the peacemakers.
Yes.
That's the first and foremost, but in particular, that officer. Let's look back at it just even 10 years ago. That officer, rightfully so, should face any kind of investigation that needs to be done from outside the agency. This occurred in the state of Missouri, and the police officer was investigated internally. Mm-hmm. The police officer was investigated by the Missouri State Highway Patrol, which is the state police mm-hmm. for that state in Missouri. They found that he did not commit a crime and that the shooting was justified. The internal investigation found that the shooting was justified. The district attorney for that area found that the shooting was justified. The Department of Justice came in and looked, and of course they don't make any press release, but they mm-hmm. found that the shooting was justified.
Right.
And yet this police officer lost his career, was lambasted in the media, was threatened, and whereabouts basically unknown to most people. Mm-hmm. And he's right. unknown because he's afraid
yeah.
to be out in public. Whereas 10 years ago, he would have been exonerated and back on the job. Now, when a police officer goes through that, there are things the agency has to recognize post-traumatic that occurs to police officers in shootings,
mm-hmm.
Whether they meant to do it or whether it was an accident or whether it was the shooting was appropriate. But police yeah. officers are human beings. They still need help, guidance, some mental health assistance to survive those issues post-traumatic. I was in the 1993 federal courthouse shootout and bombing incident in Topeka, Kansas, and I lived through this. And that's prior to law enforcement really getting the kind of mental health treatment that that they get nowadays. Back in my day, they just said, well, time to put your big boy pants on and get back to work the next day. And so those, we have gotten so much better in so many different areas. We do not live, and law enforcement is not systematically racist. I counter that completely. I disagree with it completely. Is there elements of racism? Yes, there, because the public, we are mere reflections of the public that we
exactly.
serve. I tell this to my students. I tell this anytime I speak in public. We are mere reflections of the society that we serve. If you live in a bad, corrupt community with high crime, then you're going to have problems with your police departments if they're not managed effectively. So what has been the new rollout as a result of high crime? We have lowered standards for police officers in some of these areas that are having high crime. So you have places like Memphis, Atlanta, mm-hmm. Detroit,
like,
other cities
like,
that have actually
how does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense at all.
Right.
You've lowered the standards. You've probably lowered the pay because you've lowered the standards. We have some police agencies today that are now letting lower-level felonies be accepted, and you're still able to be a police officer. We should not forget that police officers have the ability to arrest, to detain, to investigate. There are intelligence systems that can be looked up. There's databases in which people can be looked up. You want to have ethical police officers that be able to can access information and not be able to use it personally against somebody or because they have an issue or a problem.
Exactly.
Look at the Memphis shooting that occurred not too long ago. That ended up being a personal vendetta between two people that a police officer took out on that individual who was killed.
Yeah, right. Well, the officer we were talking about in Ferguson was Darren Wilson, as you'll recall. I had to look up his name again to remember.
Yeah.
And I just pray. I pray that he's found some redemption.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. A Hawaii congresswoman who represents Maui calling the apparent siren failure during the wildfires tragic. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Jill Takuda called the sirens the first line of defense. Former Vice President Mike Pence was on NBC's Meet the Press and says his former boss got bad advice from a group of crackpot lawyers.
Frankly, this group of lawyers that were allowed to counsel the president to tell him what his itching ears long to hear.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Seattle tomorrow to talk about climate change. She will be joined by her husband, Doug Emhoff. A flash mob robbery under investigation in L.A. The LAPD says a mob of 30 to 50 people entered a Nordstrom there and left with about $60,000 to $100,000 worth of merchandise. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
American public. And I believe the American public is realizing that we can no longer trust these institutions, whether it's the mainstream media, because, I mean, they're all in. I mean, what they've been doing to us, it is amazing. The cabal that has been coordinated here amongst the elites, politicians that we voted for and trusted, mainstream media that has abandoned their reason to exist in support of, one of the most important, if not the most important, amendments that we have in our Constitution, the freedom of the press. Well, you know, what are they doing? I mean, they have jumped the fence. They're no longer free. They are captured by the politicians, by the bureaucracy. It is amazing how self-serving it has become at the cost of the American people. And it is a dire shame that we find ourselves in this position. And if we have any hopes of getting our country back on track, it is going to be because the media, the entirety of the whole complex, the industrial complex of the mainstream media, including social media and all other avenues, can once again be truly independent, not reliant on the influences of governments who are captured. And, you know, and this is what happens. You know, captured entities capture other people. So you can't, and this is something that's come out loud and clear in our conversations with Dr. Jerry Newcomb earlier, also with with Adam Angieski and with Phil Hotzenpiller, is that these entities have been captured. And so, you know, that's what they do. Captured people capture other people. So it's this long chain of elites and others who have been enticed and captured, and so they're no longer free. And when they're no longer free, guess what? It all flows down to the everyday Americans, and we're end up, in a way, de facto captured by, you know, by their illusion and by the lies they thrust upon us. Ed Berdow is with us now. Ed, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hey, so, In Lies We Trust, why the book?
Which book?
In Lies We Trust.
Oh, that's 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
The War on Whites.
Okay, War on Whites. Okay, forgive me. The headline they gave me was the other. So that was an old one. That's probably the last time you and I talked was we talked about In Lies We Trust. But it's amazing. Even today, though, that book, In Lies We Trust, it is pertinent. So maybe that's why I ended up riffing on it, because I thought, okay, this is good. But forgive me. War on Whites. How hating white people became the new national sport, right?
That's it.
Okay. Now we're on the right book. Okay, so why the War on Whites?
Okay, we have a very unusual situation. When you think about racism, normally we think about whites being racist against blacks. But the tables have turned in the last few years. And now whites are being demonized and marginalized. And there's a real war on whites going on. It's really amazing. You have all these diversity programs that tell white employees they should undo their whiteness. You have children in school being told if you're white, you're an evil person. It's incredible what's going on in the country right now with white people in the crosshairs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in the process, Ed, as you know, liberty cannot exist in this kind of environment, and liberty is the cornerstone of this great American idea. No wonder 60% plus and growing, and I'm talking about American citizens, believe the country is on the wrong track.
Well, you know, you have a situation where the left is trying to create racial division. They think if they do that, it will get them all the non-white votes, which is probably not true, but that's what they think. So this attempt has been made to demonize white people, and it's going on everywhere. And as you say, it's totally un-American. It is destroying the social fabric of the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that it does, Ed, is it taints and compromises the marketplace and the political environment, because when you have, you know, lies like this that are perpetrating, you know, it corrupts the whole environment. And so if you are, you're not accountable to the truth anymore, and you can make up your own narrative, which they've been doing for decades now, you get the America that we have now, where, you know, whether you're white, black, pink, or anything in between, you're a bit confused, and you're wondering, okay, what happened to America?
Yeah. The whole idea that critical race theory says if you're white, all whites are racist, all mm-hmm. whites are oppressors. And it also says if you're black, all blacks are helpless victims. So this war on whites is really not only bad for whites, it's also bad for blacks. Mm-hmm. Because if I were a black person and you're telling me I'm a helpless victim, that's an insult. What a terrible thing to do to somebody, to say you're a helpless victim. But that's what critical race theory and diversity is all about.
Right. So how can that be true when you see so many blacks today doing quite well?
Yeah, of course. It's patently a lie, but they're putting it out there. And you've got these books that are being sold to people telling that if you're a white person, you should apologize for your skin color. I mean, I think that's terrible to tell anybody that they should have to apologize for their skin color. But they're getting away with it, and people are buying into it. And white people are a lot of white people are apologizing for being white, which I find incredible.
Yeah, the thing is, Ed, as you know, it really still is a minority of people. I mean, it's not the predominant number of Americans. We're not talking 50% of America are buying into this bunk. It is a small percentage, but they are given place. The media is giving them place because you have a race bait industry over the years that is desperate. They feel like they're losing some of their stronghold because you have too many other black figures, for example, who stand in contrast to that false narrative. Okay, so go down the list, whether you go down in sports, basketball, football, political arenas, doctors, Indian chiefs. I mean, go down the line and you see very successful people that stand in the way of this BS.
One of the things I tried to do in the war on whites is I quote a number of leading black thinkers who agree with me on this. I'm talking about people like Thomas Sowell, Bob Woodson,
yes.
Shelby Steele, Larry Elder. They all agree that systemic racism and white supremacy is a thing of the past. Based on the advances that have been made in the last 50 years, we don't have systemic racism anymore. Mm-hmm. And this whole focus on white people being evil or white people being responsible for all the problems of the black community, that's false.
Mm-hmm. Well, here it is that, as you know, the country was hopeful in electing a black president in hopes that we would get on the other side of it. Unfortunately, it would appear that just the opposite had occurred, and that more agitation was produced than healing to where we would get beyond this. But fortunately, I believe there's enough critical mass. There's enough of the Bob Woodsons and Larry Elders, Ben Carsons of the world. I would even say LeBron James, other athletes that would support that. We have a history, but we're beyond that. Not that we're perfectly healed, but it's kind of like what Jesus would say to those that he healed, and he would tell them, go and walk in your healing and sin no more. But the human condition is such is that we're comfortable. We're comfortable with the. With the negative that we've been raised with, and sometimes it's hard to let that go, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very hard. And that's why I say a lot of people, they read my book or they hear about my book, The War on Whites, and they say, well, wait a minute. Whites are not the object of racism. You can't. Whites don't get racist behavior mm-hmm. aimed at them. But, again, mm-hmm. that's a thing of the past. It's not looking at the present.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Ed Brodeau after this.
Your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said,
hey, let me talk
how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never used.
Ed, can you hear me?
But
yeah.
Paying for it.
Okay. I guess he's got you soft there, so we still have programming in the air. But anyway, yeah, just, good job. We'll pick it up. Am I saying your last name, Brodeau, right?
Brodeau.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Okay. Good. We'll pick it up from there when we come back, sir. Okay?
Sure.
No more great job. Appreciate it. Thanks. Stand by.
Payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I know sometimes it's tough whenever you're talking, you know, about the racial divide and the perceptions that are out there. Ed Brodo is with us, and his book, The War on Whites, How Hating White People Became the New National Sport. Amazing, Ed, how so much of this narrative to keep us at each other's throats is to serve, you know, few people. And it seems to be you know, kind of a bit of a tradition, because when you think of, you know, where was the origination of slavery, it was blacks capturing blacks to begin with. And when you fast forward and you come to modern day America, what seems to be quite ironic is that I am seeing, you know, these modern day plantations that are being controlled and led by blacks, not necessarily by whites. You know, Bob Woodson, you know, said as much in our previous conversation. Do you think that's a fair assessment, or is that too shocking? Because I know when I bring that up, boy, it sure rankles, you know, those on the left and some, you know, blacks who have a misperception of the reality of how we got here and why we're where we are today.
No, you're right. I call it the victimization industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people like Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton who make a living keeping black people thinking that they're victims, which is really bad for black people. But you know,
yeah, because they're getting
like
paid.
Bob Woodson, who are willing to tell the truth.
Yeah, see, they're getting paid. They're getting their money. You know, it's like one of the big questions I had with Bob. I said, Bob, look at, you know, you think back mid-60s, right, 64, war on poverty. Here's, you know, President Johnson, who used the N-word, told the Southern Democrats, look at, you got to pass this bill. We pass this bill, and we will get those N's voting Democrat for the next 100 years. That was his quote, you know, and his words exactly. And so here they are. I mean, blacks have been, been used as tools by the Democratic Party all these years. They continue to vote. It's starting to break up a little bit, but it's been a pretty solid voting block over the years, because the Democratic Party specifically has created a new plantation for which they can live in. And my question to Bob Woodson, I said, look at, you know, when I look at the numbers, we're talking somewhere $25-30 trillion that has been, you know, targeted for the war on poverty, which at that time was estimated to be somewhere, you know, 10-15%, right? And where are we today after all those trillions of dollars and the needle has barely moved? And I said, Bob, what's the problem? He said, well, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of that money has gone to black bureaucrats.
Yeah, but the whole essence of the war on poverty is to keep people dependent on the government, keep blacks dependent on the government, instead of teaching people how to be independent and how to take care of themselves. And that, that's where the Democratic Party has done a tremendous disservice to the black community.
Yeah, and then you put them in the legal system, right? So you take them out of their homes, especially fathers, take them out of the homes to raise their sons, so they have no father support, single moms en masse now. It is pathetic what has been done, you know, for the greed of a few amount of people and what they've done to blacks. But meanwhile, blacks feel like, well, it's systemic, and maybe partially they're right, but it's not because whites. You know, it's not because of, you know, their neighbors that they look or they travel in and think, okay, well, we can go ahead and tear up their homes and steal from them because, you know, this is what Whitey did for us and did to us. And it's our right and entitlement that we go in and, you know, disturb, you know, communities and go in and in mass, you know, steal. And it's amazing that this is happening, Ed. And the mainstream media and others aren't about to say, which is obvious, and that is that, you know, these are a lot of young black kids that are doing this.
Well, one of my pet peeves that I go into in detail in the war on whites is that all of this business about the effects of slavery. Slavery is ancient history. It's over 150 years ago. It's history. Jim Crow history. In the last 60 years since the passage of the Civil Rights Bill, the whole country has changed dramatically. And these people who are trying to whip up all this frenzy are trying to say that the country hasn't changed. And they're missing the boat there. We have a different America today. And today, you know, as Thomas Sowell and Shelby Steele have said, a black person can do whatever they want today. You can be whatever you want. And I talk about affirmative action. If a black person wants to go to college, there is no problem there. The only thing that affirmative action does is it helps people who are incompetent. Mm-hmm. If you are a competent person, white or black, you have no trouble getting into college or getting a job today. It's only incompetent people that are helped by affirmative action.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now that affirmative action has been set aside, we can thank the Asian community for leveling out the playing field, because that's what we want at the end of the day, do we not, Ed, is that there'd be a level playing field regardless of, you know, color of skin. This was the dream that Martin Luther King had, that we all would be able to fairly compete based on our merit. And you have people, yes, socially, economically, that have still been able to rise because, you know, as my father used to say, you can always count on the cream rising to the top. And I understand that that may be a bit idealistic, that doesn't always happen, but it mostly happens.
Well, I think that the biggest social development of the 20th century was the idea that Martin Luther King expressed, that you judge people based on the content of their character, not on the color of their skin. But we have a president today. President Biden doesn't believe that. He wants to change all that. He wants to impose on, he's trying to impose on the federal government what's known as equity. And equity really is shorthand for fewer whites. Let's have fewer whites around. Yeah. They want to give preference to non-whites in employment and government programs. And that, frankly, is racist. And it's
I was going
to
say, exactly.
It's contrary to the civil rights laws and the Constitution.
Well, here we are, after all these years, as you say, 150 years of all this, you know, travail and trying to get beyond this. Well, you know, and I think we're getting close, Ed. And it's your thoughts and your writings that are all contributing to this idea and getting America to this point that's saying, hey, enough of this stuff. We don't, you know, I don't care. You know, I don't care about somebody's color of skin. I just care that, hey, if I'm in the military and, you know, my fellow Marine who is next to me, Semper Fi, you know, can he watch my six? I'm going to watch his six. Does he know, is he prepared to hold up his end of the bargain if we go to combat? A football player. Can you catch the ball? Can you run for a touchdown? I don't care. I don't care if you're pink, yellow, whatever. Just can you get the job done? And this is what it's coming down to in the reality of most Americans, regardless of all this, victimization and all that has held a people group back unfairly. And it's a shame that this has happened. But look, it's time for America to come together shoulder to shoulder and back to back and just say, hell no, on these false narratives that are debilitating and holding people back. Because we live in a very unique country that I believe that we can salvage and get control again and get out of the hands of the deep state and these nefarious players that are so self-interested that are doing everything they can to destroy this great American experiment.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that, Bill. You're talking about the deep state. I think that that's where the big problem lies today in the government, is that the government is not run by our elected representatives. It's run by the unelected bureaucrats and the people that work in Washington. 95% of them are left-wing Democrats, and they're trying to impose an authoritarian government on the United States, which is not what the majority of the people want.
Exactly. Well, the majority of the people have to speak up, Ed, because this is a government of, for, by, we the people. That still is emblazoned in our U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. The elites may toss it out, but we're not letting it go. And so we need to come together united, not under a party. This isn't a Democrat thing or, you know, a Democratic Party thing, a Republican Party or an Independent Party deal. This is about America. This is what unites us and bring us together. This is what you and I took the oath of office for when we served in the Marine Corps, right?
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Amen. Amen. So this is, I believe the call is upon the people, because if not, we cannot continue on this trajectory, or the totalitarians will get what they want. And we know from a spiritual standpoint, for those of us of faith and believe in the Word of God, we know that there will be a time when a one world government will take over. And, we are on the edge of that possibility. And the only thing, by God's grace and mercy, that can stop that is that the brave American people can come together united to take a stand, you know, for the sake of our children and our grandchildren and the generations next, should they be allowed to continue.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And that's why people need to read my book. Go out and read my book, The War on Whites. And that's what I express in the book, is that we have to have the ability to stick with the Constitution and maintain American values.
Right.
The left wants to destroy.
Yeah, and you address those critical issues that unite us, Ed, right?
Yeah, every one of them, yeah. You've got the respect to the individual, freedom of speech, taking personal responsibility. All of these things are trying to destroy all of that right now. And Obama, you mentioned Obama, he's the one that started all this, really.
Yeah, sadly, exactly.
And Biden is like Obama 2.0.
Exactly. Ed Brodeau has been with us. Thank you, Ed. Take care.
Self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.